listening to Spooky Show with your host, Kate.
It's a little bonus pod.
It's a bonus Jonas.
Bonus, onus, onus, onus.
Ba-boom. In honor of our 100th episode, we're doing a little question episode where we answer your questions.
All your pressing questions.
I asked people on Instagram to submit questions about pretty much anything they wanted. I'm not going to do an introduction. We don't need one for this. It's not
this isn't the spookiest show in the history of that.
No, this is not going to be a spooky show.
This is the bonusest show in the entire universe ever, in the history of the universe ever.
Thanks, Harrison. You're right. The bonusest show in the history of the universe ever. Yeah. You want to just get into it?
Sure, go for it. What do you got?
All right.
Are you going to read off who sent them to?
No.
Okay, cool.
If I don't have permish.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm not going to. So that's the drill.
All right.
Yeah, these were all submitted on Instagram. So first we have, what are your go-to podcasts?
You want to go first?
Other than ours.
You want to go first?
Sure. My favorite podcasts are Radio Rental, This Is Actually Happening, and I listen to, like, True Crime Wise, like Morbid, Case File, Generation Y, and then Beyond the Blinds for, like, celebrity stuff. That's about it.
I feel like I love so many different shows, but, like, every week I listen to Yeah, But Still, and I'm on the Patreon for them. I listen to Seeking Derangements every week. I listen to The Free Chapo every week, and I check in and out with Armchair Expert.
I think
that's everything that I listen to. Like, that's those, like, the regular shows that I listen to.
For sure.
Oh, and Good to See You, which is my other podcast that
we haven't
talked about on here in probably almost a full calendar year.
I mean, it's in the description every week, but yeah, Harrison. Has another podcast called Good to See You.
And that's on no regular schedule anymore these days. Yeah. It just comes out when it comes out.
But it's really good. I have an episode on there.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about me and...
And that is all Q&A. That whole show is talking about self.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What are your current favorite bands/musicians?
Tame Impala, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, The 1975. Crumb. Kanye is my favorite artist of any medium of all time ever, so I'm always listening to
tomato
Kanye.
tomato.
And then right now I've been back on my two favorite bands from middle school, which are Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance. So that's, like, pretty much, that covers everything I've been listening to. And the Grateful Dead, which is a new thing I've been trying to get into, but
I'm trying
my best. Goddamn. What about you?
For me right now, I've just only been listening to Mom Jeans. And I love The Front Bottoms. I love Claro, Kim Petras. I don't even know.
1975.
I always listen. ABBA is probably, like, my favorite band of all time. I feel like I'm missing some really important ones. Mayday Parade, one of my faves. I listen to a lot of things. I love Bad Sons. And I go to concerts all the time. So if you follow, like, my personal story, I'm at a concert literally all the time.
You follow me, I'm always sharing what I'm listening to.
Me too. I have a highlight reel
all the time. What I'm listening to.
We both have highlights of our.
Yeah, I got it from every tunes. Year. So anything that I share on Instagram is there's playlist, and I have playlists. So also follow me on Spotify because I have a ton of playlists and stuff like that. You know where to find me.
I have some really good playlists. Divorce rock for moms. Divorce rock for dads. And Just Girly Things, which is like a playlist of all throwback girly songs that you probably forgot about, and I'm gonna like wake something in your brain with that playlist.
I can
put those in the description, or I'll put it like our Spotify links.
And I think, like, that's a good question, and we could answer that honestly all day because we're most of the time either always listening to music or podcasts. There's something playing in off one of both of our phones at all times, pretty much. But Kate's a big TV connoisseur too.
I am a big TV galley. Okay. What are your favorite horror/thriller movies? Which we have done in a whole episode about. Well, now
they said
about.
Thriller too, so that kind of I feel like I fall more in that genre.
Okay, you go.
Movies. Okay, favorite. Well, I love Drag Me to Hell is like probably my one of my favorite horror movies ever. We've talked about that extensively, but thriller wise, Zodiac, Seven.
Mm. I love Zodiac.
I fucking love. I consider Parasite a thriller. Love Parasite. Love Good Time, which is a Safdie movie who made Uncut Gems. That's kind of a thriller. I know thriller is such a broad category too, but it's probably my favorite genre of movie. I think are thrillers.
Yeah, mine is I mean, we did a whole episode about it, but Scream, It Follows. Oh, yeah, Scream. The Ring, Jennifer's Body, of course, my favorite movie of all time. Zodiac, yeah. The Usual. Okay, this one I don't know. I generally don't know the answer to this, which is give us your spookiest experience ever. And I don't like. I've never had a paranormal experience or anything. Like I've had some scary experiences, like being in car accidents and stuff, but like spooky wise, I don't think I've
I've not been visited by a specter of any kind or
I mean I wish, but
I was gonna go ahead and say I don't wish, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean I've done a haunted tour of Maryland. That was pretty kind of cool. Like my friends and I in high school drove around Maryland and went to a bunch of haunted spots.
That's awesome.
Was pretty sick. It was cool. I mean, we were also doing like, remember when geocaching was like a big thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so we were geocaching and hitting those. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I don't even remember where the hell we went because it was like, you know, 10, 12 years ago now.
I know. I'm trying to think. I've had some like weird experiences, I guess, with ghosts. I talk about it in an episode I did with my cousin because we both had weird experiences with like after our grandma passed away. I don't know what number episode it is, but I think it's called Jill's Ghost Story. So listen to that because it's like a whole story. I don't want to like go into it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. How did you two meet?
Hinge.
Done and done. Online, as you do. What are your favorite spooky stories?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably are more equipped than me. I can't pull any off the top of my head, and you're a huge reader. So I'd be like books maybe go in there too.
Books could go in there. I don't know. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of like fiction horror thriller. I really like nonfiction for that because it's like stuff that's actually happened. Like, I really like
Oh, The Hole is an amazing spooky story. Go back. You want to talk about Mel's spooky Hole stories? Yeah, go listen to the Mel's Hole episode where I cried because I was scared. Mm-hmm. And it turned out it's just a story.
Yeah.
So go listen to that's probably one of my favorites I've ever heard because I've never heard like a spooky story where I convinced myself it was real. And there's no way it was fucking real. A seal? A fetal seal?
Fetal seal. I have, I like In Cold Blood and I like Devil in the White City and that stuff, but like a story that I read, I used to have all the stories, scary stories to tell in the dark books, and my favorite one when I was little and still that like has still stuck with me, it's called The Girl Who Stood on the Grave. It's frightening. I remember being little and being like, none of these scare me. But that one scared me, so look it up. I'm not gonna read you this.
Look it up.
I do have the book, but I'm not going to read the story. Okay. Are there any subjects you went into not buying and came out thinking, huh, this is probably true? So maybe that's more
any
of like,
that we've covered, but I mean, I'm a big, I love conspiracy.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably more conspiracy.
Yeah. I don't know if we've done any on, I mean, we talked about a lot that most conspiracy is real or but misinterpreted.
Yeah.
That most of the time stories are not what they seem. In terms of things we've covered on this show, what if I was just like, I now believe in QAnon?
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, actually, when we did the QAnon episode, I was like, that's real.
Divorce.
Yeah.
We're not married. We're not married. But divorce.
Divorce. Yeah, I don't know if we've covered any on this show that I'm like, I went from, there's certainly ones that I went from the inverse, which were that I believed were real and it turns out they were not.
Oh, I was going to say that too. Nozzle. Like with, for example, like Elisa Lam, like when I first heard that, I was like, oh, like she was murdered. Yeah, like something definitely happened. But now looking back, I'm like, I think it was an accident. And then I always go back to, I don't know, like with conspiracies, I always believe they're real.
Yeah, me
just
too.
Just because it's fun.
It's more fun to believe it. And then, like, you know, exactly. Most of the ones that involve, like, the government are probably in some way true.
Right. Yeah. I believe in them all. Even flat Earth. Sure. Why not?
If that's what you want to think. Sure. Rock and roll.
Yeah. As long as you're not, like, hurting anyone or, like, you know, getting too into it.
And I'd say actually not literally that birds aren't real, but the idea of the whole like movement of birds aren't real. I think if we're going to go literal, like I do believe in what they're doing, you know, like this idea that like we do need to have like an opposing conspiracy out there. That's just like to combat conspiratorial thinking and stuff like that too, mm-hmm. You know, because that's kind of a direct response to QAnon and stuff like that.
True. Next question is, what made you start the podcast?
That's for you.
It was Harrison who made me start the podcast, actually. It was like quarantine, of course. We're a quarantine podcast. I know. But I just, he's always wanted to start one. And I was like, yeah, I really kind of always wanted to do a spooky one, too. Like, I love storytelling and be fun. And Harrison was like, you should do it. Let's do it. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in just like do shit.
Yeah, he bought all the stuff. He figured out how to do everything. And he's like, all right, let's go. You got a case? And honestly, it was all Harrison. Wouldn't be here without him.
Yeah.
It's true. I would never have done this if we weren't like dating.
True.
Yeah.
Hey, and now you got 100 episodes. And now you got a weekly commitment. Woo! A long time commitment and a weekly commitment.
More work.
No, it's not more work. It's fun. It's fun. We've talked about it now twice. We've referenced it as being a lot of work twice, and okay, I just don't want to be like they're sitting there like, oh, well, if it's just like, I can't, like, you know, like acting like we're like bitching about doing it.
We wouldn't do it if we didn't want to.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Another one asking our favorite music artist, so we can skippity dippity that one. All right.
Your favorite music artist should be Baseball Hat, people listening.
True. Check them out. What is a case that keeps you up at night, true crime or paranormal? Also, I love you guys.
Aw, thank you. I love you too. The Mandalay Bay shooting. I think about it all the time. Why do we not know anything about the literal biggest mass shooting in the history of the United States? Why did like the one person, why did one security guard go on Ellen and then like disappear too? I think he might have died. I was actually going to look this up because I knew this question was coming. And this is the case that like truly I cannot get off my mind. Like, and I'm like, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm like, is the government going to come kill me for talking about this?
I know, that's kind of why we haven't done an episode on it, but you floated the idea. I know. But I was ooh.
It's a really dodgy one to talk about because...
It's also just so sad.
It is sad, but also we don't know anything. And like this guy, it's just very, very, very crazy and very weird. And like I saw somebody sharing a meme of like he went on the one and only interview he ever did. He's missing. He went missing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is crazy. So the one security guard who was there, like, went missing, and then he showed up on Ellen with diagrams and all this stuff and, like, walked Ellen through, on, like, Ellen's show, like, walked her through the night of the shooting. Never did another interview after that. Just, like, one of the weirdest fucking things ever, and then, like,
Was he a security guard, like, at the hotel?
At Mandalay Bay,
at
the Mandalay Bay. Okay. Yep. Who approached the room and stuff like that. Like, completely bizarro shit. Disappeared and then appeared on Ellen and has not, like, made another public appearance like that since. And showed up on, like, a show for wine moms in, like, Middle America to point out, like, here is the story of what happened. And then disappears again. That's fucking weird. And then, like, I don't know. I mean, another conspiracy that keeps me up at night is that most mass shooters in the U.S. have had previous FBI contact or federal agent contact prior to conducting the mass shooting, including the one this week in Texas who was in internet chat rooms with a former federal agent prior to things. So just like there's just a lot of like crazy fucked up shit revolving around mass shootings in the U.S. that keeps me up at night. Besides the fact that, like, at any given moment in the U.S., like, you could be a part of the next one. Like,
yeah, and that people are dying.
Yeah, and people are dying.
Children are dying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and on top of that, like, we never, ever have answers. And most of the time, they're just like, yeah, it was just a crazy person. You know, like.
Yeah, and then it's like, literally. Who had
contact with federal agents and stuff. Like, it's fucked up.
And it's, like, literally onto the next. Like, people post about it. And then it's, like, forgotten about until the next thing happens. Everyone's like, we need stricter gun laws. And it's, like, just the same song and dance every time.
Yeah, and then.
Sadly.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and again, like, this is not to say also. I do not want to conflate this with, like, there's a lot of conspiracies around these shootings that are fucked up. Like, fuck Alex Jones and fuck his conspiracy about Sandy Hook being fake. I'm not saying these things are fake. I'm saying they're very much real. But the stories about why they unfold are often incredibly weird. There's often, like in many of the true crime stories we talk about, there's often many times where a police intervention could have stopped things prior to even the events beginning to unfold. And so you got to wonder, how does this keep happening if, like, it's the literally the same old song and dance in the lead up to these things too,
mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Well, the there's case a really good
Twitter thread about this if you want to find it. It comes up every time. Sorry.
The case that keeps me up at night is I did an episode on it a while ago. It's probably not that great, honestly, but it's the Daniel Plant case where the he was hiding in the walls of the house. Yeah, that one freaking gets me.
And the Kendrick Johnson one keeps me up because it's so sick and it's so confusing and it's so weird.
Time where police suck.
Yeah, and another time where it's like, oh, they're directly related to law enforcement. The people who are suspected, they're kind of directly related to law enforcement.
Yeah. Okay, this question is meet and greet or some sort of live stream?
We did the live stream a year ago in July, basically.
Yeah, we did a live stream on Twitch. It was. Harrison was like doing slides and stuff, but we're thinking about maybe doing an Instagram live.
Yeah, so that would be like the opportunity for us to just hop on for a while. We'd like plan in advance when. And we could do those like monthly if we wanted to. Where it's just we hop on and like you can join in. You can like you can obviously be in the comments, but also like letting people hop on video and chat like that. Cause obviously like meet and greet is challenging. Like if we were in a central location, you know, like if we went to I don't know where people are located.
Yeah,
you know, like if we went to California or something like that, or if we were in New York City,
or if we were at a big event, like where we kind of want to go to Coachella next year.
Yeah, like if we go to Coachella, like we'll definitely we can definitely make a time to like link up with people.
Yeah, but we'll definitely do Instagram live. That's easy. We'll just hop on and you can ask questions there too and we can chat.
It's also something I'm interested in. I would like love to put faces to the people who like listen to the show, because also like people will follow me on Instagram, I think, that listen. And I'm like, do I know you? I think so. Maybe? No.
Maybe?
Well, you listen to the show?
Okay, this one says, what was your favorite episode topic? So I guess maybe just what was your favorite episode? Like topic-wise, I think my favorite to do is, I like the dark history ones, but my favorite episode, it has to be Mel's Hole,
yeah,
right?
I was saying, Mel's Hole is my favorite episode, for sure.
And I like the Action Park episode, too.
Yeah, that's a fun one. That's an episode where I literally fell asleep in the middle because I was so tired.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because I was, it was because I was literally exhausted. We had just driven the day before 16 hours and then we recorded and I was laying on the floor, fell asleep.
Do you know what your favorite like topic that we do is probably
conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought so.
I love conspiracy.
Is there something you guys wouldn't do an episode on and why?
I think if I had known, there's only two episodes of the show I've cried. Mel's Hole, and I don't even remember. I blacked it out.
The Junko Furuta case.
Yeah, Junko Furuta case, which if I had known that that was going to be what it was going to be, I would have probably asked us to veto that. Just because it's so,
he didn't know. I didn't tell him.
I didn't know. I don't know most of the time when we sit down.
I try not to tell him because I want him to be surprised.
And that one, you know, I understand sharing the story, but at a certain point, I was a little bit like, damn, like, is this fucked up to just be talking about like this in brutal detail?
Yeah. But it was highly requested.
But it was highly requested.
But one I will never do probably is Albert Fish. That one makes me want to actually throw up. The letters he's written to the kids of the family, like to the families of the kids he mutilated and whatever, like the most disgusting things I've ever seen. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And it's children too. Which I also just think
we try to avoid anything that's like overly grotesque, you know, yeah. That's like grotesque for the, where the point of the crime was obviously to get notoriety through being grotesque. I think, like, you know, that's sort of glorifying or giving giving space to the end goal of a lot of these people. So, like, I, not that we avoid topics like that, but we definitely have tried to shift into being less grisly in the descriptions, or you have at least in the research and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm really trying. It's a hard balance to find, like, okay, people probably want a lot of detail, but also, like, I don't want to talk, like.
And but there's also other podcasts out there that do that. Because yeah. Like last night I was listening to a true crime show where they were just literally reading the autopsy results.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I heard that. Harrison was falling asleep to that last night.
I turned it up. That's what you were like, are you, or turn it off. You were like, are you okay? I'm like, no, actually, I can turn this off. This fucked up. I don't need to be hearing yeah. about Chester Bennington's spleen.
Yeah. And then the topic that we've covered that has freaked us out the most, so for you, it's probably Junko Furuta. Yeah. I'm probably will have to agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like pure freak out, but it definitely made me sick. Like,
it didn't really freak me out, but it made me very uncomfortable.
And when I thought Mel's Hole was real, I was fucking scared. That's why I cried.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the unknown is what's scary, right? Like, the idea that there's a hole that goes down deep, and we don't really know what the fuck goes on down there. There could be something going on.
Fetal seals. No,
fetal seals. There's, you know, the mole people.
Yeah, that's why I hate outer space.
Yeah, it's the unknown, right? It's like the deep sea. What's so intriguing and scary about the deep sea?
Yeah, I hate outer space. So, here's a fun fact. What was the case that got you into true crime? I don't know. It's a good question. I need to think. Do you know?
I think I probably... my interest in true crime is born out of watching A&E a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter and, like, stuff like that. And so, and also watching, like, when VH1 used to do the, like, decades thing, they'd always talk about, like, I remember one of the first, I can remember one that I remember looking up for the first time. Two. One was the Phil Hartman murder from SNL. Because yes. I remember I watched, like, an I Love the 80s or 90s on VH1 and they talked about it. And I was like, wait, what?
Which we do want to do an episode on.
I really want to do that. It's a crazy story.
It is.
And then the second one is I remember also, I think, on A&E, one night there was a documentary about Columbine, and I had not heard about it, really. And just it being the first one of this thing that has kind of become so ingrained in American culture, which is like we have this unique thing where people die in these horrific mass shootings. Certainly, I think, was interesting to me because I was not exposed to it prior.
And now it came to me, which is like the first one I can remember being interested in is the Adnan case.
Oh, okay. So Serial, yeah.
Serial. Listening to Serial, probably like the first true crime podcast I ever listened to.
I mean, the mother of all true crime podcasts.
But we have opinions about that, which...
She got too horny for that guy.
She did, but okay. That also might be... Everyone asked me to do that one because I have very differing opinions from the masses. But I don't want to be screamed at, so maybe I won't do that one. It's also, like, so much information.
It's also been covered so many times.
It has.
It's covered, and also covered the best. I mean, even Serial, for its problems, still covers the shit out of
it's
it.
It's so biased, though. Anyway, what inspired you to start Spooky Show? So, yeah, Harrison, and also, like, other true crime podcasts that I really liked, and I was like, oh, my God, I want to do this. I had a... huge, huge, huge My Favorite Murder phase, which I'm not really into anymore. I just found other ones I liked better. So, like, you know, Karen in Georgia for sure. And the Morbid Girlies for sure. That's my answer. I don't know if you even want to answer that. I don't know what inspired you to be like, I'm buying the stuff, we're doing it.
Because I felt very, because like, you know, like I felt very useless because my industry shut down and I was like, I need to do output. And also I've been talking for like 2 or 3 years. I mean, Meg and I talked about doing that show for like 3 years before we even put it together. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like you were talking about it. It finally seemed like I had time and something that I felt like I had the time to like invest in learning how to do. Well, yeah. And I mean, you can hear the difference in the audio from the first few episodes to now.
Oh, yes, you can.
It's crazy. So it was just it was a timing thing more than anything. And it's something that I, you know, because I've always loved podcasts, even back as early as like 2012, I was listening to a lot of pods. And so, yeah, I've always wanted to get in. And so it was just like the right time.
It was, even though everyone else did make a pandemic podcast, but it's fine.
Yeah, not many of them still up.
Yeah, that is true, too. And we're still here. We only have two more questions. Would you guys do an episode on cryptids like the Jersey Devil?
Sure. Hell yeah. That sounds like some fun.
That actually does sound like a lot of fun. So the answer is yes.
Yeah, sure. Hell yeah.
And this is the last one. Do you have any cases you feel will be resolved in the near future? That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I mean, I can speak on one that I'd like to see some more stuff come out about, and it seems like every year more and more comes out. It's like, I really would love to finish untangling the web of the Jeffrey Epstein thing.
True.
Which I just don't... I think like more and more comes out all the time, but like I don't even think we've cracked the surface on that, and... I know Ghislaine went down, but Ghislaine is not enough. All of them. I want all of everybody who was involved in that to go down. And that, you know, there's people that are still in the public discourse that are, you know, viewed favorably by society that absolutely had roles in that, allegedly. If allegations are to be believed and documentation is to be believed that has, like, come out over the course of that like we deserve answers for, and like, you know, we deserve to know that about like what really happened with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, did he, like, who killed him?
Who and killed why? Him?
You know, yeah. That's one that I would really love to. I don't know if it's going to be in the next year. I don't know if it's going to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, but I do think that's going to be one of the biggest stories in the history of the country when it finally breaks.
I hope. I think that, you know, Kendrick Johnson has potential to be solved eventually, especially because, I mean, last I checked, I have not been up to date, but last I checked, it was reopened. So that one is one I have high hopes for. I don't think JonBenet Ramsey will ever be solved. There's also ones that have, like, you know, have been considered ruled accidents, or the case is just closed, that I think are solvable, but like maybe probably won't be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see Mandalay Bay solved. Would love to see that one figured out.
Yeah, I would also love to see Heyman Lee's solved, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's one I would love to be maybe proven wrong about.
I'd also love to know more about, you know, I'd love there to be more information to come out about some of the programs that the intelligence community set up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, because we're only still just touching the tip of the iceberg with that stuff too, you know.
But, yes. And?
And JFK, which we should, actually. Oh, they are going to release... Allegedly, we are getting the rest of the rest of all of the government's documents unredacted on that in the next 5 years. Trump. Because Trump, dodo-brained, like, signed like, hey, yeah, tell them all. Let them hear. They came from the mountains. They came from the valleys. What happened to JFK? Such a handsome boy.
Oh, my God, stop.
He's so handsome.
Yeah, I mean, we all know it's a conspiracy, but I would like
to
know.
But I don't know what happened.
Is it because birds aren't real?
Hey, and it's just a bummer that nobody asked George Bush where the hell he was the day that John F. Kennedy was shot. You know about that one, too?
No.
There's a really great chopo about that, about George Bush Sr. and, like, his role as the director of the CIA around about that time. And the fact that he has never, even though he was repeatedly asked to account for where he was on the day that JFK was shot, which is known, if you talk to older folks that were alive during that, they talk about it as the world stopping still when it happened, when the news broke. And George Bush Sr. was never, ever able in his life to account for the time of where he was when JFK was shot.
I wonder if he was doing, like, I don't know, something, like, gross. Like, with a little boy.
He was in Dallas.
Or, like, with another woman.
Well, he was in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So just, that's just a fun one, too, that I also would love to
know. And Princess Diana.
And Princess Di, yeah. We'll never know about that. That's, no. There's a difference between royalty and...
Yeah, that's locked away. For good. And Julia Davis, which is we did an episode on that. It's the one where she was in a car accident, but her clothes were like neatly on the guardrail, and mm-hmm. it was ruled like no.
Hey, and of course, anything I said there is in parody. And if the government's listening, of course, I never would believe anything like that. That's crazy.
Of course, that was a joke. Maura Murray, too. Do you know that one?
No.
A young girl just kind of drove off and. I think it was in, like, Vermont or New Hampshire, like, up there somewhere. And she, no one knew where she was going. She kind of left college and just got in her car and drove. They found her car, but she has never been found.
Spooky.
Yeah. So that one, we should do that one, too. That's a good one. Okay. That's it.
That's not on that. Thanks for all your awesome questions, everybody.
I know. Thank you so much. It was definitely a lot of, the same people like asking a lot of questions, which is still great.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. It's crazy to me that number one, that anybody would listen to anything that I say recorded into a thing or that we would make and release, let alone the many people who've been so kind and talked about how much they like, you know, they've reached out to us about how much they love the show. And
I know we get so many nice messages. Like, so many nice messages. It's not even funny. It's so great.
Yeah, you guys are really, really sweet, and we love. I love doing the show with you, Kate, and I love doing the show. Knowing that it, you know, makes people's day or even makes an hour of your life less fucking boring.
Yeah. Especially on a Monday. Ugh.
Well, like, I know how much podcasts have helped me. Like, when I've been like bored, lonely. Had shit I need to do that, like, I just need a little extra pep to get through.
Yeah.
So.
Same. I need them, like, getting ready for work in the morning, early, like, they help me through it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Long car rides, you know, so. To be a part of your lives is very cool.
We're so grateful.
We're blessed.
Thanks for listening to us 100 times. We did this whole spiel at the end of our recent episode, so. Won't do it again, but follow the show on Instagram at Spooky Show Pod so that you can, like, be on the lookout for when we go live, because we will do that sometime. Thank you, and of course, have the best week of your entire life. Bye.